This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Fresh off his dramatic visit to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, U.S. President Joe Biden is in Poland Tuesday to deliver a highly anticipated speech from Warsaw's historic royal castle, where he'll mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion by highlighting how the U.S. has unified NATO and the West in support of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's effort to defend his country. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The president set to consult with allies from NATO's eastern flank in Poland as the Russian invasion of Ukraine edges toward an even more complicated stage. After making a surprise visit to Kyiv on Monday, Biden's in Warsaw with a mission to solidify Western support as both Ukraine and Russia are preparing spring offensives. The conflict has already left tens of thousands dead, devastated Ukraine's infrastructure system, and wreaked havoc on the global economy. Biden says it's critical that there's not to be any doubt about U.S. support for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As U.S. President Joe Biden prepares to give a speech in Poland Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin has delivered his long-delayed State of the Nation address Tuesday, a speech many anticipate will set the tone for the year ahead and shed light on how the Kremlin sees its so-called special military operation in Ukraine.
Еліти Запада не скривають свої цілі – нанести Росії, як вони говорять, це пряме.
In the speech, Putin railed on Western nations and accused them of wanting to be done with Russia. He said Western elites are not hiding their goal to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia. It means to be done with us once and for all. But Putin said the West will find it impossible to defeat Russia on the battlefield and are launching a more aggressive information attack against Russia. Putin said the truth is on Russia's side. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The number of dead continues to rise after yet another magnitude 6.4 earthquake has struck Turkey and Syria Monday. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
The fresh earthquake comes just 2 weeks after Turkey's worst quake in modern history left tens of thousands dead. Buildings were damaged even more on Monday, leaving dust in the night air in central Antakya city, where the quake was centered. That's according to two Reuters reporters, who said the tremors were strong and lasting. Emergency workers rushed to help residents, some of whom had been living in temporary tents. Smaller tremors have jolted the region in the last 2 weeks, but Monday's quake was the largest since the recent disaster on the Turkey-Syria border.
That's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is calling on the U.S. railroad industry to improve safety after the massive train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wants freight railroads to immediately improve safety while regulators work to strengthen safety rules. Buttigieg says the Department of Transportation will hold Norfolk Southern, the railroad responsible for the derailment, accountable for any safety violations that contributed to the crash. It resulted in toxic chemicals being released, forcing evacuations. State and federal officials have reiterated that their testing of air and water samples in the area doesn't show any dangerous level of any toxins. But some people have been complaining about constant headaches and irritated eyes and worry about returning to their homes. I'm Mike Hempen.
Two Russian cosmonauts and an American astronaut will remain aboard the International Space Station for an extra 6 months because of damage to their Russian spacecraft. Cosmonauts Sergei Prokopyev and Dmitry Petelin and astronaut Frank Rubio were set to end their six-month stay aboard the International Space Station in late March, but the Russian space agency Roscosmos said Tuesday the trio will have to remain on the orbital outpost until September. The Soyuz MS-22 capsule that carried the crew to the International Space Station last September has been leaking coolant since mid-December. Both Roscosmos and the U.S. Space Agency NASA have blamed it on a micrometeoroid or space rock that struck the capsule. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.